Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I thought one way of doing this would be to in terms of, we've talked all the way through this series about players who had an impact. And of course, one way to measure that, and we've tried to measure it in trophies, in number of games, and in kind of less tangible elements. But one way to measure that very tangibly would be to say, OK, let's look at the people who've been top scorer in Spain, who've won the Pichichi, and which countries they come from. There are 8 countries that we have not mentioned yet in this series, or not talked about, who have had Pichichi winners. So that would be a start. There's only one country, by the way, who's had a Zamora winner, the top goalkeeper award, that we haven't mentioned so far. So if you can guess who it is, it's obvious in a way.
Cameroon?
No, Slovenia. Jan Oblak.
Oh, Slovenia. Obvious. God, that was so obvious, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So Slovenia, obviously, Oblak was Zamora in 16, 17, 18 and 19 in La Liga, and probably will be this year as well.
Oblaktopuslandia. Producer of very good goalkeepers. They've got Handanovic as well, don't they? Yep. He's not in La Liga, but they've produced two very, very good goalkeepers. That's our brief mention of Slovenia. Okay, so we're gonna go and talk about different countries and then mention some players from there. So, Sid, kick us off then with picking one Pichichi winner from a country we haven't talked about, and then we can talk a little bit about that country and its players.
Well, shall we talk about a guy that everybody loves? I think everybody loves. He's a little bit nuts, but I think may well be the best striker I've seen, although I've said this before about other players, but you sort of think about him and you can't help but love him. How about Cameroon Samuel Eto'o?
Eto'o.
Yes.
Pichichi in 2005-06, you know, a winner of two Champions Leagues, of three league titles, of a Copa del Rey. A guy, and this is, I mean, quite something, because obviously we think about him at Barcelona. He scored 70 goals just for Mallorca and then went to Barcelona and scored another 130. I mean, it just a brilliant player, a little bit of a nutter, which is also the way you like your footballers. And I think brilliant. I think he's pretty much a shoo-in for Cameroon, except, oh no, I lie. Sorry, I've just noticed a thing I'd noted down. I said only one Zamora winner out of these countries. No, two more Zamora winners, but they've also had Pichichis. So Zamora winner, Jacques Songo, also from Cameroon, who was the Zamora winner in 96-97.
Told you.
There's a pretty fantastic tradition of players from Cameroon in La Liga. You think, look at talking about goalkeepers, you've got someone like Carlos Carmeni, players like Jeremy at Real Madrid, Lauren for Mallorca, Pierre Werbeau, of course, Alex Song. You know, need I go any further? There is a long, long list of Cameroonian candidates for this shortlist.
I mean, Alex Song, in fairness to him, may well have produced the greatest ever trophy presentation moment in Spanish football history.
Easily.
Absolutely. Like, in terms of the most cringeworthy moment in recent Spanish football history, it's definitely when Alex Song mistakenly thought that his teammates were encouraging him to step forward and lift that trophy, only to realise that they weren't gesturing at him, but it was Eric Abidal, right, who was sort of next to him.
In fact, I'm not even sure if that one was Carlos Puyol, but it certainly wasn't him.
It definitely wasn't Alex Song.
But yeah, Alex Song was certainly the name that sprang to mind when I was thinking of Cameroonian legendary players who have graced La Liga. But yeah, Samuel Eto'o, I think far and away. I mean, is Cameroon the African country that has had the biggest impact on La Liga? Possibly not, although they've certainly had some good players that you've just mentioned.
I think it's a contender in terms of quantity. Got some really good players in there as well. One of my favourite current foreign La Liga players as well, also from Cameroon. He's a legend at Granada. He's an icon at Getafe. Three words: Alan Romeo Nyom.
Yeah.
I like Nyom very much. I enjoy watching him play. I enjoy his... I don't know if you guys follow Nyom on Instagram.
No.
But his Instagram is very, very entertaining. One of my favourite ever Instagram posts, I think, from any footballer came from Nyom. In which he posted to his Instagram stories the words, "I love football." Three separate posts, one per word, and each word was accompanied by a photo of himself, two-footed tackling someone. I, two-footed tackle. Love, two-footed tackle. Football, two-footed tackle. I just thought that was so just endearing.
What a
and I've had
genius.
A soft spot ever since. I'm not saying that qualifies him for our shortlist.
Oh, I think it does.
It needed to be mentioned.
I think it does. I think that's it. He's straight in the top five right there. I also love the fact that his name in Spanish is basically Zoom.
Anyway, sorry, I've sidetracked us. I apologise.
Not at all. Wonderful sidetrack that was. All right, that's Cameroon. Who else features on that Pichichi list, Sydney, that we should talk about in terms of countries?
I'll chuck a couple of ones that probably people haven't heard of at you. The Pichichi in 1962, actually playing for Zaragoza, but then it meant that Barcelona were interested in him and went and signed him, was a Peruvian Juan Seminario. And then a few years later, Pichichi in 1965, I think, scoring 30 goals in 25 games, was the Paraguayan Cayetano Rey, which is pretty good going. And you know, these are players who really did quite a lot. I mean, you know, Pichichi with 38 goals, Juan Seminario got that season, which is pretty seriously impressive. And, you know, we're talking about players who admittedly had one really outstanding season and didn't hang around for a long. One thing that's interesting, by the way, is Paraguayans, absolutely loads of them in La Liga history. Mm. Loads and loads. Not least because Paraguay is one of those few countries that during that long period when foreign players were not allowed in Spain, Paraguayans kept turning up because Spain had this rule that was known as the oriundos, which essentially was people with Spanish roots could come and play in Spain. As it turned out, this system was completely abused. Half of them didn't have Spanish roots at all. But Paraguay was kind of quite quite fertile ground for bringing players over who could find some sort of ancestry or pretend that they had some sort of ancestry. And not just that, but there's just been a consistently steady stream of Paraguayans since, including my favourite, Ramon Hicks, who played for Real Oviedo.